And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I love hearing that song. Every Friday, we do the podcast here for you. Those of you watching on YouTube, big shout out to you. If it is your first time ever watching the podcast, welcome. Those of you who are listening on whatever podcast app you listen on, that's pretty awesome. Your ears have gotten us through some hard times, so thank you. As we're coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, better parts, better prices every day. We do want to remind you about Pickle Jar. It is such a cool thing, and seriously, 20 seconds. Give me 20 seconds to tell you this, because if you are an artist, like a singer, and you perform somewhere, or you're a content creator, maybe you have your own podcast or whatever, Pickle Jar helps you make more money. You get to keep 100% of every tip from fans, song requests, or crowdfunding donations to support your creative efforts and talents. Plus, you can claim your sign-on bonus of up to $350 when you create your account. It's pretty awesome. So download today at picklejar.com.
And pudding is always good.
And pudding is always good. Good classic gold from Columbo.
That's right. Yes, it is.
And pudding is always good.
Pudding's always good. I'm not even sure he said pudding. I think he said pudding.
And pudding is always
good. No, he said pudding.
Hey, is enough time passed? Can we bring back That's What She Said?
I still say that's how grandma died. Still. Still, that's been at least 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for That's What She Said again.
No.
I mean, I went through it once. I survived. I would like a shirt that says, I'm a survivor of That's What She Said, and we can just leave it in the past.
But, I mean, it's been like 8 years.
Yeah.
Right?
And but there's still so much love for The Office. So you have all those weird Michael Scott people.
That keep going?
That still, yeah, that won't let it die.
Or they just think it's cool because they heard it for the first time. Like my dad. LOL means laughing out loud, not lots of love. Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks for telling me that. I appreciate that.
Your dad doesn't say, that's a fact, Jack?
No.
That's what my dad.
That's a Bill Murray thing from Stripes.
That's a fact, Jack?
Yeah, I watched that on Netflix maybe about a month and a half ago.
I didn't know. I mean, that's kind of a saying that's been around for a while. But yeah, he says,
that's a fact, Jack.
He just types out T-A-F-J.
Oh.
Oh, acronym.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah. Well, who does the acronym?
Huh?
Larry.
Who does it? Larry does
Larry
that?
Larry does that. Oh, his dad.
Oh, my gosh.
He had eyelid surgery.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
He had eyelid surgery.
What are they doing with his eyelids?
Cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, he's 81. He wants to, he's having some work done.
Okay.
Getting a little lift.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's good enough for Kenny Rogers, it's good enough for Larry.
So you want to look surprised all the time?
Yeah. No, he's got like old man drippy eyes. Mm. And so he had him, I don't know, he had him, I didn't think it was a problem, but I guess he was like slowly, the blinds were being lowered apparently. So he had it done, and I said, "You got a ride to the doctor." He's doing it. Oh yeah, okay, cool. There's a guy from church gonna take him over there, and he did. And then I called last night, and I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And it was Sue answered his phone, my stepmom. And he's like, yeah, he's in a lot of pain, you know, really bad off. And I can hear him over in the back going, what did he say? He said it's like the worst pain he's ever been in. I'm like, wow,
really?
Wow, okay. That's, wow. So he calls me. Like, I'm in bed. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Phone rings. I see him. Actually, the phone didn't ring. My sound of rain falling and a light rain and a little bit of thunder
stopped.
That I sleep to stop.
Yeah.
And I looked at the phone, and he goes, I'm in a lot of pain. You think I should go to the ER? Yeah, go to the ER. Just call an ambulance and they'll pick you up and take you to the ER. And they'll get the pain under control anyway.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even a minor surgery on someone that age, you think they wouldn't just keep them? I mean,
he said that they didn't even put him under. It was just all local.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Nobody's messing with my. That's why I won't get that LASIK surgery or anything. They're like, oh, yeah, they just give you some drugs. They keep you awake so they can. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah,
so can you imagine?
I can't put eye drops in my eyes. I can't imagine
me
somebody.
Either.
Well, I know one day I'm going to end up needing glasses because, like, there are some, when I get tired and I go to look at my watch and I'm, you know, 6 inches away, I can't read it now. But when I'm not tired, it's okay.
They have that new thing that it's eye drops. It's literally eye drops you put in your eye and it makes near stuff, whatever one where you can't see up close that just happens with age.
Yeah.
They're fixing that with, like, you put eye drops in your eye and you can see.
Hmm. What?
Like it's a brand new product. I saw a commercial for it like yesterday.
Well, that's good because I literally, like, this just started recently. I still also blame virtual reality. I think that had something to do with it because you're putting that thing on and you're focusing this close to your eyes.
That's bad.
And I've been doing VR so much lately I think that it makes seeing up close weirder.
Our grandchildren are all going to be blind and cross-eyed because they spend too much time with those things. Yeah.
Stay away from those cans! The Jerk is on Netflix too, by the way. If you've never seen it, I think it was. It was recently because I ran across it. I'm like, oh, put that in my list, and I haven't gone back to watch it.
Oh, but we're watching the vegan, Bad Vegan, y'all.
What is Bad Vegan?
I got to talk about this. Bad Vegan is another one of these like 5-part documentary series. This lady got involved with this crazy guy who's like scamming her for tons, like over $1 million, $50,000 at a time. She runs a restaurant in New York City, so she's got money from, you know, revenue, and she's just giving it to this guy who is her boyfriend and then her husband, and he's like manipulating her. And I keep watching this, and I go, it feels so similar to the Tinder Swindler and the Inventing Anna, which was a movie, but it's based on a real thing. I'm like, who are these people just giving money to randos?
And who are, like, these randos who are smart enough to realize that there are dupes out there
people.
Who are willing to give you their money?
Like, this woman was not dumb. This woman was smart enough to start a business and run a restaurant, find a niche in something that didn't exist in New York City and create a thriving business, all right, and run it. But yet she was dumb enough to give this guy.
But she said it was a boyfriend.
Yeah. And he's not good looking.
Nah, man.
And
I'll be honest. Like, chicks, we get real dumb when it comes to dudes. We really, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm smart, but I have always had like spidey senses when I don't, I guess maybe it's a trust thing. Maybe it's because I was a fat kid and girls didn't like me. So if girls act like they like me, I immediately assume something's wrong. Like something's, you know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm always waiting for someone to pull the rug.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I have noticed that in all these shows, it's kind of the similar thing. And these girls aren't usually big girls. They're just slightly.
Well, no, what I'm, no, no, no,
no.
With
no,
them,
no,
it's
no,
the opposite.
It's,
because
no.
they were, like, this girl is hot.
They've always been cute.
Yeah, and so, of course
see, no,
he loves me.
That's different. But well, like, I've seen a lot of these other shows, is what I'm saying of. Saying is that they have these girls who are marginally overweight. I mean, like, normal.
Okay.
And they fall for this stuff all the time.
Now, the ones who fall for the Tinder Swindler thing, Carson said, the guy, a guy that's that rich is not interested in me. You know what I mean? And but yeah, these girls.
No, if this guy swiped right on me,
yeah,
I'd be like,
immediately assume it was a scam.
I'd go, catfish.
Yeah, or trying
this
to
is
steal
a joke.
Your kidneys at best.
Yeah, there's no way I would think a guy that has millions of dollars in a private jet is like, oh, yeah, give me the chubby girl from the radio.
No.
There's no way.
No offense
Garth
to you,
Brooks.
But no, I feel the same way. No. But the thing is, but these girls are just hot enough that they believe it. There's something, man. It's something, the difference between men and women. It's like, I've always said that I don't think that most men feel like, man, if I could just get backstage, Shania Twain would totally want to get with me.
It's also weird, too,
but,
because backstage isn't the same for guys.
No, no,
you know that if it's a rock band, a bunch of dudes.
But again, they don't. But
it's not about
I'm
backstage.
I'm telling you, there are women who think, if I could just get backstage,
yep.
Kane Brown will fall in love with me.
That's
or
what I was going to say. Is it's,
Cole Swindell
it's two
or whoever
different
it is.
Worlds. The mindset is different.
Yeah. Because
dudes, let's be honest. All that's driving guys is looks. You could have the most successful, rich movie star, but she's Kathy Bates, right? Mm-hmm. Or I can give you a broke-ass hot chick.
Kathy Bates is the mom from...
The woman from Titanic. She played Molly, the inseparable Molly.
Whatever. Yeah, oh, wow. Adam Sandler's mom in...
Adam Sandler's mom in Waterboy.
Oh,
yes.
There you go. But yeah, and you know, it's not to... trash Kathy Bates. But, you know, here's a woman with all the success and everything. And do you really think 23-year-old guys are trying to make a play for her? No. But if you do the inverse and you've got some old actor who's like 75, there's a 23-year-old woman trying to get on that because he's famous and he's got money.
Misery.
Yes, Misery.
She was in Misery.
Yes, she
Good
was.
Job, D.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how she ever got
over there the whole time. Yeah,
wait,
we're
like
trying
spinning.
To think of...
Those wheels are spinning.
Well, I don't know how she ever got a date after that movie. I mean,
did you ever see where she breaks a guy's foot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know in the book, she cuts him off. They actually toned down the scene for the book,
she
for
what?
The movie.
She cuts
in,
his legs
in
off.
Misery, the book, she cuts him off at the ankles. So he literally has no feet.
Oh,
so it made it harder for him to escape.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We could crawl for it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been fun. I like doing these podcasts. It's neat.
So basically, let me just say this. Stop giving money to people, even if it's your boyfriend.
So what's this? She has a vegan restaurant?
Yeah, well, and that's just the...
She's vegan?
She's vegan, but that's just the... Trust me, it's like a mystery of how this guy duped her out of all this money. And like...
Well, you've got to find and identify those people in your life, the ones who are leeches, the ones who are going to suck you dry. And everybody's got them in different ways. You have emotional leeches. You have financial leeches. You have all these different kinds of people that are pulling and dragging and sucking the life out of you. And you have to identify them. Number one, you have to be able to see them and go, this is who you really are. And I've got to wake up. Because...
And they're not hard to see. They're slimy
but
and about this long. And their little mouths are underneath it.
See,
they're eating leaves.
I'm trying to be all serious here.
I know.
You know,
really
it's
really unusual
that's
that he was
swap.
Being serious and you made a stupid pun joke. What happened? Did you guys switch places? Is
yes,
this
we
a
did.
Freaky Friday
it was,
thing?
We made a wish over a spilled cup of milk.
Were you peeing into the same fountain? I saw a movie once where that happened.
Somewhere.
Peeing
the same
fountain. Yeah.
Peed in the fountain and both wished?
And it was Jason...
DeRolo.
Oh, and
Ryan Reynolds.
Were in like some kind
Jason
of swap Bateman. Movie where they were peeing in the same fountain and lightning struck, I think,
yes.
And then they switched places.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
It was actually
it was
a really good movie.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that.
I can't remember what it was called.
Even
it was
I've
called
seen
like,
it.
Like Switcher, somebody switchy switch.
Mm-hmm. That is weird because Carson doesn't watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Hey, Carson, give me an actor. I'll just play the game again. I'm feeling pretty good. I came up with Misery.
You did.
So I feel like my brain
Normally
is
we give
really...
you the
Halle
the
Berry.
No. We give you the role that somebody played, and then you have to figure out who that person
that
is.
Real, their real name.
Their real name.
But I would like for you to name one movie that Halle Berry has been in.
Man, that's so easy, Bubba. She has been in...
I'm glad you got the gender.
She has been in...
That's a big one. It's a step in the right direction.
She's been in
you.
Fast and Furious.
Dude, first of all, I don't think so, and I'm not sure.
I don't think so either.
No, dude. No.
No, I don't think
I
so.
I couldn't tell you one
Halle's,
movie
Halle's best scene is doing the Ursula Andress rethink whenever they when she was a Bond girl. Remember when she came out with
Why
the
Why are you looking
orange...
at me? No, I don't.
No, you don't know the movie? Okay, well, anyway.
Have I seen James
Bond
movies?
No.
Other than what my dad
first made. I thought she was going to get her own series.
Give me
I really did.
Y'all give me an actor.
Okay, I got one.
Give me a character.
I got one.
All right.
He is in Jerry Maguire. He's the one who says, show me the money. What's that guy's name?
Tom Cruise.
No, the other one.
Oh, the athlete.
Tom Cruise
like, show
did
me
say
the
that.
Money.
Tom Cruise said that too. He's not wrong.
He's the one who's trying to get Tom Cruise
to
say
it. Hang on.
I think he won an Academy Award for that.
He was also in Men of Honor, which is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I think he was on a boat movie.
He's from Cuba.
No!
He's not.
No, that's his name. His name is Cuba.
Cuba.
Gooding Jr.
Wow.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Man,
thank you.
Boy, big
thank
D
you.
Stepping up and pulled out Cuba Gooding Jr.
Gooding is always good.
Yeah,
you don't know how this works. Big D knows who these people are, but he takes him a minute. He has to walk through the hallways of his brain to find out who these people are. All right. When we were young, this guy played Dick Tracy. And he was a very famous actor.
He's really tan.
Yeah, he also played Clyde in the original Bonnie and Clyde, okay. But he was in a bunch of stuff.
Okay. I don't know the tan thing.
But he's, isn't he very, very tan?
I swear you're thinking of the other guy.
He's thinking of George.
George Hamilton.
Yeah. Yes.
He kind of looks like him.
There's not,
but
yeah,
he's
I'm not gonna...
famous. One of the most famous actors in the Hollywood
He plays Dick Tracy.
He played Dick Tracy when
we were kids.
He played
a president?
I think, in one of those movies?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of the tan guy, but it's not him.
No.
What's another, something else he's in?
Madonna's Truth or Dare, because... Oh, he was her boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay. Give me something else that he's in.
I said Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't know that.
Hang on, tells you how much I know that he's.
What's the first letter?
Oh wait, no. Hold on. I'm gonna give you a list of movies.
Is he like Hollywood royalty?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a Bing Crosby kind of. Everyone knows him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
the people he's dated.
Is he a dancer? Fred Astaire.
He was in Bugsy. He was in Heaven Can Wait.
Did you just say Fred Astaire?
Not Fred Astaire. He was in Heaven Can Wait. He was in Reds. He was in Love Affair, which was a big movie in the 90s.
Rock Hudson.
Ooh, that's a good name, but that is not.
No,
not
but
him.
It's like that, isn't
he's
it?
He's younger than that, those guys, but mm-hmm. yes. He's
but it's
one
that
of kind of
like we all know the name.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know the name probably more than any of these movies.
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick. Director.
I don't know. There's no name.
Is anybody else impressed that Dee just rolled out Stanley Kubrick?
He didn't know who he was.
I know he directed the movie, the hotel movie. I'm coming for you. And the axe.
He did. He's right.
Crazy guy. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack
Nicholson. Shining. Yeah, you're right.
Jack Nicholson.
Dang it. Why am I so stupid? Do I have a thing? Do I have a mental?
You have
like,
a thing in your brain where
like
you don't
onset?
Know people's names. It's fine.
No, you
it's
know what, okay. D? I approve thing. Of this whole train of thought.
Yeah.
You know it. You
What's
know
the guy's
this?
First name? First letter.
W.
What?
What?
I hope, give me if second you're listening, letter. I really hope you're entertained
second
by
letter.
A, W, A.
Is it Walter?
No.
Walter Matthau.
Nope.
No.
Walter Sochek.
Threw that name out, though.
Okay. I mean, how many...
It's like all the actors he's thrown out are like from the 40s and 50s.
Is it Wallace? Walker? Walter? Wallen?
Not Wallen, but...
Wallace?
Walren? You are dancing around.
What kind of name is Warren? Who would name their kid Warren?
Warren, not Warren.
Warren Bates.
Yeah, no!
What's his name? Warren Beatty.
Yes.
Warren Beatty.
Okay, I got one. I got one. This
Warren
guy.
Bates is the best.
Who's Warren Bates?
He got all the way nobody. It just kind of sounds
You
like
just kind of made it up because you were thinking Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Warren Bates. Is that the guy who, like, his mom is dead?
What's the,
and what? It's like, hello, mother.
No, yeah, that's Norman Bates.
Norman Bates.
He's so all over the country.
Wow, man.
I swear this is not a put on.
I know.
Like, I am not.
No. I really, I'm so glad we're doing this on the podcast because when we're on the air, I always feel like we're trying to wrap
Rush
it up quickly.
It up. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Guys, so great. You can really just kind of feel how it works. All right.
Wait, I got one. I really, really got one.
Okay. Right.
This is the lead actor in Shawshank Redemption who was also in Howard.
Tim Reynolds. I'm close.
To Howard the Duck, you are close. He was in Top Gun.
Tim. It's Tim.
Hudsucker Proxy.
Tim Hudson.
Tim, close.
Tim Huddleston.
Tim Huddleston.
Tim.
Oh, my God. I think Tim Huddleston is almost a person. It's Tom Huddleston.
It's Tom Hiddleston, but yes.
Yeah, well, no, who's
but
the guy?
But you're right with Tim. Tim is right.
Tim. I know who he is. I can see him. He's the guy who's in the prison. He does all the accounting.
And
he screws the books up for the warden.
Right. And they arrest him. Andy was trying to help the warden do his thing.
Who was Andy Dufresne? What's the first letter?
They want to Neho is where we went.
Tim Rogers.
Close.
I am close?
Yeah.
It's Tim.
He has got the Tim.
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
Yes.
Look at you.
I'll give you an easy one. Who was the dad in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Chevy Chase.
Oh, see, sometimes he just, boom, he knows it.
I mean, that's like one that's...
Ask me a Lebowski one. Ask me anything about Lebowski. Like any one...
Who's in the movie?
Yeah, who's in Lebowski? Don't...
Name some actors.
Jeff Bridges.
Uh-huh. Who plays Walter Sochek?
Walter is...
This is your favorite movie of all time. One of the most memorable characters in the history of American cinema. You don't know his name.
I do. He lives in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. He was on Roseanne.
He was on Roseanne.
Tom Arnold. No, it's not Tom Arnold.
That's who she
was married to him.
Oh, we get this. This is so much.
His name is...
Oh my God! I love this movie.
Come on, man.
My favorite movie.
Ask me a question
about the movie, not the people.
That's not the game.
What's his first letter?
J.
John Goodman.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then you got the guy who plays Jesus.
You're never gonna guess his name.
It's a weird one.
Mm-hmm. Jim Caviezel.
I don't know. I forget his name.
Oh, you're
thinking
Jesus.
What's the name of the guy who plays Donnie?
His brother is Ron Howard.
No, that's Clint Howard. And that's not Clint Howard.
He always plays the same role like in the Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, he's kind of an ugly guy.
Yes.
Kind of an odd character, but that's not him.
No, that's not him.
Right. That is the first letter. D?
S.
Steve.
Steve.
Buscemi.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Right.
Snakes on a plane.
Mace Windu.
Denzel Washington.
No.
Nope.
Now, you can't say that that's racist because he doesn't know the names of anybody. It's not just.
He does the What's in Your Wallet.
Yes, he does.
Nick Fury from Iron Man.
He was also in Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yes.
Where he talked about the Big Mac and what they call it in France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Do you want us to give you
a hint? Wait. He famously has his name where he has his middle initial as part of his name. So he's first name, middle initial, last name. That's a big thing.
It's John.
John?
It's not John.
It's not John.
Give me the first letter.
S.
Samuel L. Jackson.
See, yay. All you gotta do is just kind of guide him there.
I almost said who got the heavier voice.
Who got the heavier voice?
I would have got it.
Back in the day. We were in an airport one time.
We were in an airport in Dallas on our way to Amarillo.
He got into an argument with us over who had the deeper voice, but he kept saying heavier voice, and it was James Earl Jones or Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm like,
who got the heavier voice, man?
I don't know why I'm that way. I'm really quick mentally.
Oh, I know. That's why it's so fun. It's just such a thing that you don't...
super fast, but I cannot. I don't know, man.
Because you don't care, and that's okay, right?
I love Big Lebowski, but I couldn't think of John Goodman's
name. And I don't mean you, like, ooh, I don't care. It's just that it's not enough to take up space.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I know some stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In The Big Lebowski.
Right.
Yeah. When... they are going to do the drop off,
mm-hmm.
and it's the dude and Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know the scene when they go over the bridge and they're supposed to throw it out over the car. You know, and mm-hmm. okay, there are wooden planks on that bridge, and you hear it go. Okay, you remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. That wasn't in the movie. That wasn't there in real life. The Coen brothers. Mm-hmm. That's who directed it.
Yep.
They had that put in there on the bridge.
The sound or the actual boards?
I don't know. They had the boards done. So for some reason, they wanted that sound to whatever.
You knew that, but you didn't know John Goodman.
Who's the main character in this movie. Yep.
Han Solo.
Oh, my gosh. I thought about it earlier. Would he know Han Solo?
He's a pilot.
Indiana Jones.
Yes, he's a pilot.
He mm-hmm. also landed on a taxiway.
He landed on a golf course.
He also is a helicopter pilot. He has a beaver, doesn't he?
He's got several aircraft.
Yeah.
I thought his name is
he's Indiana Jones.
Yep.
He's Star Wars guy.
He was the president in Air Force One.
He got freaked
Patriot
out by
Patriot
Blaine.
Games?
Blaine.
No, it's not Blaine.
Blaine magic guy. Blaine.
David Blaine.
David Blaine freaked him out in his house one time.
Okay.
Pulled something out of an orange.
Get off my airplane.
He's been with Ally McBeal for a very long time.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Wow. Woo! Damn.
I wish it was a put-on, because that would be just as impressive.
So much, yeah.
I mean, it really would be. To be able to not sound like you know what something is a talent.
You two may be the only people in the world when we say, who's the actor who played Han Solo? And to get there, you started talking about what kind of plane he might own.
Yeah.
He had a De Havilland Beaver.
No idea.
He had, like I Carson forgot what
said,
he landed.
I really thought you meant a pet beaver.
Yeah.
I was like, he had a pet beaver.
I was like, oh, that's he has weird. A zoo? Look at him.
The Havilland Beaver on floats.
Yeah. Well, he landed. It was like an old warbird. Warbirds are what you call like old military retired aircraft. And he landed a warbird on that golf course. And I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I'd love to have a De Havilland.
I'd love to have an actual beaver.
The problem with those, man, is that they're...
Wouldn't it be great? Just hang out here on the counter.
Hey.
Bubba, your beaver's on my leg again. These things... The problem with these airplanes is that they are so old. Are they not making new ones, are they? I think they are, dude. I think they make new De Havilland beavers.
Really?
Yeah. The problem with those is that they are usually old. And you had to keep the maintenance on them is insane.
Oh.
Insane. 1947, they first took off.
We just lost Patrick and Carson.
Yep. Airplane talk, man. My brain immediately shuts down.
I'm good with presidents.
You can name presidents?
Yeah. Give me a president.
Name all four presidents who were assassinated.
Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Everybody gets two.
Yeah.
Most people don't know the other.
Lincoln.
Correct. Yep.
Taft?
Nope.
Woodson?
Nope.
Woodson isn't even a president.
President Woodson.
President.
I'm close. We don't have a President Woodson.
No.
Wilson?
Wilson. He was
Woodrow
also
Wilson?
Assassin.
Is Hudson? That who you're thinking no. of?
We have a President Hudson?
No.
No.
President Smith?
Okay, I'm good with presidents. You just made up three presidents
that don't exist.
That don't exist. You can't name the four who were assassinated.
I mean,
but.
Assassinated? Well, there's not more than two.
There were four.
There were four.
Like, how did they die?
1860.
Tell me how they died.
18 shot. 1860, 1880, 1900, 1960. Those are the four assassinated presidents when they were elected. So, who was elected in 1860?
Well, obviously. That, yeah.
Lincoln.
Lincoln
okay.
And Booth.
And then, you know,
Ford Booth.
1960 was Kennedy.
Ford's
so,
Theater.
You just got to think of who
John
was
Wick
elected
Booth.
In... 1880, and who was elected in 1900?
I don't know.
No like that helps. I love how I just thought of that. I'm like, give
yeah.
you
yeah,
what's
knows.
An obvious I'm, hint to
first,
me.
First,
but you're
first
like,
with the first name.
The first name of the 1880 president is James.
James Polk.
Garfield. Garfield.
James Polk is a president.
You're not supposed to play?
James
no,
Garfield.
No, because I don't know them either.
Okay, it is Garfield.
Is there a
James
Polk?
James Garfield. Yes, there is a Polk, but it wasn't him.
Is his name James Polk?
James Polk.
James was, K. Polk, because that's where Al Bundy
before,
played football. It was James K. Polk High,
yeah,
where he scored four touchdowns in a single game.
What a freak you
His
are,
moment.
What's your name? Carson. I don't even know her name.
You'll get to it. It's
what
fine.
Movie are you in?
What's and the other one is, his first name is?
William.
William Taft.
No.
Wallace.
No, it's not William
William
Wallace.
H. Macy.
Take my freedom.
Who's William H. Macy?
He's an actor.
It's an actor. That's the Fargo guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
Shameless.
I like him. I like that guy. William...
Henry Harrison?
Nope. William McDonald.
Coolidge? Oh, you got the first two letters right.
William McHenry.
McElroy.
Nope. William Mick.
McEnany. Like Kaylee?
McElhaney.
McElhaney.
William Mick. Henry. William Mick.
William McWilliams.
Oh, man.
William
McKinley. McKinley.
All right. After a while, you're kicking a puppy. You know, I mean.
I get it. That's why we start giving you hints.
All right.
Because
all right.
we just, yeah. you know. Because
after a while, I start to see.
But listen, but I know presidents.
I thought.
I presidents I got.
I was talking like Obama.
I know presidents that were around.
I know
I was
presidents
alive.
From 5 years ago.
I can name the presidents going back.
That.
Watch this.
What are we watching?
Biden.
Yeah. Yep.
Trump.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Obama.
Yep.
Yeah.
It should not go
Bush.
This slowly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bush.
Nope.
No.
No.
There was somebody
out.
Between the bushes.
And you're out. Yeah.
No.
Would you like me to do it?
No, because you'll do it.
I actually am very impressed when Patrick does this.
You want me to go backwards through British kings? Because
no,
I can do that
do
one.
The, let's do the presidents first. Let's see how far back
What's
Patrick
after Bush?
Can go. Let me get a list of presidents so I can fact check them.
I'm going to get messed up at some point.
You forgot the guy that played the saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Clinton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Bush.
Yep.
Okay, so Biden.
And then
Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Ford, Nixon.
No, whoa. You missed one.
Oh, Carter. I missed freaking Carter.
Okay, okay.
Georgia.
So Carter, yeah. Then Ford, then who? Mm-hmm.
Nixon.
Built houses.
Built houses. He's still on Carter. So it was Nixon. Before Nixon was Johnson.
Yeah.
Kennedy, Eisenhower, Truman, Roosevelt, Hoover. Before Hoover, it's blurry. Is that
Calvin Coolidge?
Calvin Coolidge. I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know.
Dude, oh, wow. You are quite
really
the talker.
Good.
I said I was going to lose it in the early 1900s.
I am shocked because I'm looking at the 21st president, and that's Chester Arthur. We had a president named Chester.
We had a president named Chester who had big old sideburns and no chin hair, but a huge,
like,
basically a beard growing on each side of his face. Almost like the guy from Kentucky Headhunters. Yeah.
And I know, like, all of our Vermont friends are going, "What are you doing? You didn't know Chester Arthur?" I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't.
Most people.
I mean, he was the president in 1829. So I'm sorry. I was a little before my time.
I don't know how we top that.
Oh, no, he was the president in 1829.
Hey, let's make fun of Carson and her stupid hair. Your hair is so dumb looking.
Do it.
Look how dumb you are and looking. You're so
fair.
You're just bleh, Carson. Hey,
yeah, you know, bleh. You think about it. We make a lot of fun of Bubba. We make a lot of fun of me.
Yeah,
today
Carson,
we make fun of you.
Yeah, it's always. Yeah,
haven't you seen commercials nowadays?
I get a little trashed about my dating and me being so hard on men.
Yeah,
yeah, but
and
that's
watching
not,
too
making,
much TV.
That
as much
that's lately. Not making fun of you. That's making fun of them.
No, we also
no,
make
you
fun
guys
of her
rag on me saying that I don't give a guy.
She's a man eater,
Carson. Name the countries that were involved in World War II.
But I didn't claim to be an expert.
I didn't ask
you. Claimed to be an expert in presidents.
Well,
you did. You claimed Big Lebowski.
Now, which countries?
He claimed to be an expert in presidents, then he couldn't remember who was president before.
Like,
Bush.
I mean, if you want to, like, challenge me on hair bands.
No,
and see
I'm challenging
if you, can stump
you
me,
on
that's fine.
A huge event in the world that affected all of us.
I didn't exist.
I know, but you wouldn't have. If we had
you
one.
Did, however, exist when Clinton was president. We were doing this radio
Stop
show together.
Turning this on me. You're making fun of her.
Yeah.
Name them. Who was who was on the good side?
Name the Axis powers. Can you name the three main Axis powers?
Mm,
they were
Germany,
yes.
Italy, Japan.
Yes.
Very good. Carson.
I hate her.
Can you name the allies?
I don't know. United States,
lot,
England,
main ones,
France.
Yeah, those are the main three.
There you go.
France actually isn't in the Allied powers. It was Australia, Brazil,
no.
Canada.
What is Australia doing?
No.
I'm just
I'm
going
by playable
through this.
Characters in Axis and Allies, the board game. They are America and Britain and Russia. Those
yeah,
are the
those
three.
Are the okay. one, those are the big ones.
So
New
one
Zealand,
time we
Australia,
were on the same side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Carson, name the sniper, the guy who plays the sniper character in Saving Private Ryan.
Tom Hanks.
No, it's the guy
Matt
who
Damon.
Got arrested for something.
Nope.
Didn't he get arrested?
He before he kills someone, he or shoots his sniper rifle. He says
prayer.
A prayer. He says like a quote scripture.
Tom something, right?
I don't know. I'm the buffoon. I'm the clown.
Not Tom Hardy.
I mean, you don't even know his name, do you? You don't know.
I don't know who it is. Are you kidding me? Did y'all not just see the movie that I was just playing in just literally
oh, that's
5 minutes
guy,
ago?
The guy who played him was the dude who played 61, Roger Maris.
Yes, he did.
Barry Pepper.
What's his name?
Who?
Barry Pepper.
Okay.
That's his real name?
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
Oh. I don't know.
A couple times.
You guys didn't even know the name and you wanted me to know it?
Patrick's throwing his hands up. What's the matter?
What you mad about?
Yeah.
We might be having a baby.
Hey,
what
guys.
Happened?
What's the text message say?
We have moved your scheduled. Oh, you know what? I think I have to go.
What's it say? Move what?
I don't want to read Vivica's text that she forwarded me from her doctor.
Okay. Well,
but
read
yes.
through it and
you
just pick
just
slowly.
Yeah. It's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
This weekend.
Okay.
So Very interesting.
So it's a development.
We might have a baby to talk about next
baby
week.
Baby Raymond. Rory.
Oh, my God.
I'm Did you sorry, say Baby man. Rain Man?
Oh, I'm Raymond. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my
sorry.
God.
Oh, Baby
it's
Raymond.
Okay.
I knew I was close.
I'd be more offended if you didn't occasionally look at me, who you've known longer than your children, and call me Zach or
I'm
something
sorry,
else.
I don't,
it's just better
I,
with
no
the name.
Respect.
No, it's fine. Roy. His
Roy.
Name is Roy.
Roy, yes.
Yeah.
Roy Kingsley.
Roymond.
Raymond. Roy. They
call him Royman.
Royman. I like Royman.
All right, so yes, we've been talking about this for a while. Vivica is pregnant, very, very pregnant. Like
very
even
pregnant.
Way back at Halloween, she was so pregnant that she had to incorporate that into her costume. So this is a big deal. Like this is a big deal. Your life is about to change, dude.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Let's see how this pans out.
Where are you
out.
Guys registered? I don't think I sent you guys anything.
Oh, my gosh. I got to do that.
Yeah, neither one of us did.
What do you need? What do you really want or need?
Well, little just Roy cat? Has a flicker you're stick onesie. Really,
yeah, you're asking the wrong one.
Thank you, Carson.
I don't know, man.
You have diaper. What do
yeah,
you need?
I have no idea. I'll let you know next week if I think of something we need. Like,
they
right
usually
now,
say
I
the
need
first
to,
3 months you're covered, it's really after that because everybody buys
yeah,
your
yeah, what
stuff.
I really need Newborn is stuff. To get the stupid car seat in the car because I haven't done that yet.
I told
you
to go
buy the hospital.
I told you to go buy. I'm not a car seat expert. Believe it or
no,
not,
but
there
you
are
have a
people.
Guy.
Yeah, I have a guy. That's
fire
what I'm saying.
Fire guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Well, we'll leave
don't
it
forget
at that.
Our cigars whenever we see you on Monday. Celebratory cigars.
You may pick some up.
Yeah,
man,
don't we
man,
have
I
to
told
bring
you
them?
Swisher Sweets, man. I'm going cheap.
I can't do that.
What? Yeah. Black and mild?
Gizmo.
Come on, man.
I get heartburn. I can't do that. I got to go super bougie and expensive if I'm going to do it.
All right, I'll bring you some bougie cigars.
Like $20 we'll a piece.
$20 cigar?
Yeah, that's the way I roll, man.
What?
Now, if you want to go more, he'd be fine with that, too.
You don't even know, dude. I can show up and tell you. You won't know.
Can you pick
you
me up a
know.
Pack of Cools while
yeah.
you're there?
I almost had
that was a
coffee
joke,
come
by
out
way.
Of my nose.
Nobody here smokes cigarettes.
No.
But, gosh.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I think this is my turning point.
Oh, is it? This
yeah.
is where you
I'm
turn
gonna
it
start
around?
Smoking.
You yeah. start drinking too?
No, nah, just smoking.
Okay.
I'm gonna hiccup up with some yeah. Virginia Slims.
Yeah, I'm gonna get those. I remember the old ladies back growing up. They had those really long, like
mm-hmm.
it was like a piece of plastic, and then there's a thing. The cigarette was on the end of it. You ever see those?
Yeah.
In movies, who do you know that used that in real life?
There was somebody in Cookville, one person, one lady. I remember seeing one
lady. It was
lady.
Smart because then your fingers didn't smell like smoke.
Oh,
think.
That's why?
Yeah, I think so.
The rest of you still smells like smoke.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but
no.
not your fingers. Smell my finger.
And on that, I'm out. Guys. Oh, there you go.
Thank you, everybody. Oh,
this
don't forget
the podcast.
Like the podcast, share the podcast, rate us as high as possible. We got to work mm-hmm. this algorithm.
That's
so,
right. Go
again.
To our Facebook page and comment on videos. I know this sounds dumb, but we need your help so other people will see it. So even if you just say hi, just go leave a comment. In fact, if you're watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, I'll know it's you if you go to Facebook and type. Something. We need like a code. What's something that could go?
Pudding.
Beaver.
Beaver. Pudding.
Just go type beaver and we will know what you mean. Maybe.
Yeah,
by Monday we will forget.
Oh,
but it's
like,
fine.
Why did someone,
why
did we
so
have the
many
weirdest
people writing
rate
beaver?
Us, like us, share us. We need your help. Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
I will remember.
Listen to okay. the regular show.
If you don't
no
remember
prayer.
Your
on the
own
radio,
kid's names.
Every day. It was a beaver. Podcast.
And pudding is always good.
Pudding.